All right, so let's keep in mind as we dive into the Tosfos. So let's lay out A, the variables, and B, the challenges. The variables are, number one, what's written in the Torah. The Torah has Ben Bas, Ach, Achi Aviv, and Shero. And then there's what's written in the Mishnah, okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's Mishmush, right? Mishmush is a method of deriving information. So we have three things to play with. We have what's written in the Torah, we have what's written in the Mishnah, and assuming the Mishnah has got to be precise, and Mishmush, which is a method that a mechanism that we can use to derive certain results, okay? The challenge of reading this type of Tosfos is to figure out what exactly is, what's really bothering Tosfos, okay? And how to get really to that core concept. It's hard. It's a very difficult Tosfos. So, okay. So, Achim and Av, go ahead.
So,
what was it? Arena Biurei Tosfos. Where are you? Sorry about that. My bad. The Mishnah.
No, right.
The Mishnah Tanan. The Mishnah Tanan. Okay, so as we know, right, we have, just make it simple, we have Av es Abanim, right? So we know there's Ben Av, and then there's Ach, right? So the Mishnah tells us Ben Av and Ach. Okay, keep going. All right, so we know if you just read the Mishnah simply, the Mishnah saying Achin Min Av, the Mishnah could have just said Achin. But by saying Achin Min Av, you would deduce that means to exclude Achin Min Aim. Okay, is that clear so far? Right? Okay, so what does he say?
The Akashari.
Okay, so you got to respect Tosos. Hold on, you got to respect Tosos's question. Tosos's question is, okay, so the Mishnah lists, what is the Mishnah list? So this is all Torah here, okay? So the Mishnah lists Ben, don't worry about Bas for now. The Mishnah lists Ach, and the Mishnah lists what? Does it list Achei Aviv? No. The question is, why not? Why doesn't the Mishnah list Achi Aviv if it's listed in the Torah, right? Which again, obviously, Tosfos' assumption is the Mishnah should be a, I won't say copy, but the fact that the Torah mentions Achi Aviv, how could the Mishnah exclude that? It would seem like if it made it into the Torah, it's important. So Achi Aviv, right, should be here as well, okay? Remember, Achi Aviv are the uncles, okay? Okay, go on.
Do you want me to read the whole explanation?
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So the Tiritzri.
The Tiritzri, three answers. Nafka mihana.
Tanan. Okay, so the reason why is you don't need Achi Aviv to be listening to the Mishnah. All you need is this variable, for now, let's get rid of aim. All you need is these guys.
Can you do like av to bain, like down? Like
yeah. Down. All you need is av, bain, and av. Once you have this, once you have these three in the Mishnah, as you'll soon see, you can clearly get to Achi Aviv. Now, we know this already. That's why I introduced you guys to Mishmush yesterday. If you understand, that's why I brought that in. So keep going. The Tosfos says...
Right, so Av et Abanim, Vabanim et Av, Achim min Ha'av, L'chaynu, Tekema she'noza, she'habanim kadmin.
Which means?
That since you know that the banim come first.
Right, so we know that we go, or almost chakar v'ayin, but we know that banim come first, then what?
V'achar banim nochel la'av, and after that, the sons goes to the father.
Right.
V'achar av nochel achin, and after the father, it goes to the dead dude's brothers.
Right. So remember, Shua's our dead guy, right? So what happens? So... if there's no, it goes Ben to Av. If there's no Av, it goes to Ach. Right? So that's clear. Again, we know, sort of, okay? We know that it goes 1 to 2 and then 3. Once I know that, okay, once I know it works this way, then what?
Are we going to go? Ah, but not the Niklaza. Right? So slow down here. Ide mishmush, uperish mishmush, who shall mate yorish beketer kedele huntil le yorshav, the kaimalan the gemara the halan.
Okay, which means that, okay, what does mishmush teach us? Okay, how is the ach yorish here? How does it work? How does it work? If the av is dead, how does the ach yorish?
Well, because the ach is the son of the av.
Right, so he's yorish through the keber. I mean, the av is dead, right? So what happens is, imagine, I guess to anthropomorphize it, imagine Yerusha is like a lion, right? Or it's like searching, it's seeking out. So it seeks out here, right? And if this doesn't work, it'll seek out here. And if that doesn't work, it's going to go to here. But it's always going through. It's going through the keber. Okay,
you're
it's not
repeating the same mechanism. It's father to son, father to son, father to son. You're just going.
Yes, correct. Meaning we don't say it goes ben to av to ach. We say it goes ben to av, right? Yoresh av. Excuse me, kever av to ach. Meaning the ach is the father's one of the father's sons.
Dzeim haya av kayam haya hu yoresh livno.
Right, but she'eno kayam.
Hari hu yoresh bekever.
Right, so if I ask you right now, okay, so what would you call ach at this point? I'm asking this for a reason. In fact, let's get this much clearer. We have Shua, okay, we have Ben, we have Av, and then this guy. Okay, if you're telling me we're going to use Mishmush, okay, who is this guy now?
Your father's son.
Right, he's not an ach, right? He is, as Avi's alluding to, he's this template, okay? This template to here. You understand? What?
Start of another cycle.
Yeah, exactly right. So you take this template, move it up here. So now the ach is really a ben av, okay? That's what ach means, okay? So, okay, now if that's true, now I'm getting ahead of myself because what Tosos is really saying is that once I know yoresh du kever to get to this, right, then certainly what else could I learn?
You can have uncles.
Right.
You just keep going up. You know that uncles are a possibility at some point.
Right, so...
I don't know when you'll get to them.
Well, would you go down with Ben Av?
I'm drawing it this way on purpose, so you recognize that it's literally a template. The template starts here. Right, and Mishmush teaches you just keep working that template up. So once I know, right? So once I know this template, right? For sure, I can know this template. Okay. Okay. Keep going.
MK Mishmush Inan Mina Degam Achia Av Yorshem Demakom Shaviv Mate Kiman Demakom Shemate Taav Amrim Aviv Bekever Yorshem Umanchi Levana Hachir Shem Achia Aviv Shel Hamate.
Imam bekever. Nichse achaya. Right. Imkain. So all Tosus is saying is that I could show you elsewhere that mishmush is a real thing. Okay. Now, of course. In answering one question, Tosos actually, okay, imagine like Tosos is like, it's like war, right? So in attacking one area, he's exposing his flank for an easy attack, right? What attack is now Tosos opened himself up for? Not the question he's about to ask, okay? He's asked before, he goes, one second, Ache Av is not in the Mishnah, right? But it's in the Torah. He says, oh, I'll tell you why it's not in the Mishnah, because I can go ahead and take this template and learn it here. So then what question should you immediately throw back at Tosos?
Not in the Torah.
Well, because why is Achi Aviv in the Torah? Why is Achi Aviv in the Torah? Right? Does it belong there?
Wait. The
so now it's Makshim.
Makshim or Tosos. Vim Tomer, if you want to say, in Cain, Achim, Min Ha'av, Sheyorshin Es Achlehem, Nami Lo Litzni, the Mishnah.
That's exactly what David asks. So now, one second. If you're telling me, I mean, it's just beautifully drawn out, because if you're telling me this, right, what do I need Ach for? The Mishnah should not have to list Ach. Remember, we know the Torah Ach is there, right? The Mishnah should not have to list Ach at all, right? Why?
Zahav kevar sh'me'inan lei mi'tetznan ha'av etz habanim v'chasha'av yorish etz habanim alidei mishmush nakala.
Nimsa.
Nimsa sh'av sh'meit yorish etz b'no k'dei lehamchil nish'ar b'na ha'kayamim.
It's amazing how, you got to appreciate what Tosos has now done without defining anything. What has he now done? What has he done? in brilliant fashion. Okay, it's you got just to appreciate the mechanics in Tosos. What Tosos is saying is that okay, you need Achei Aviv. Why did the Mishnah mention? The Mishnah doesn't have to mention Achei Aviv. Why? Because we have the principle of Mishmush. And we can use Mishmush, we can use the template to deduce Achei Aviv. Fine. That's clear, right?
Yeah, so
but now what he's saying is, that he's now saying, well, all I need is Av Ben, right? And Mishmush. Right? Why?
Because then you can learn out Av.
Well, again, because what does Mishmush do? Mishmush, he's giving Mishmush a primacy. He's saying that if I have Av and Bane and I plug in Mishmush, Mishmush means I take this bi-directional idea, right? And what do I do with it? I can use that to say, I can plug, well, I shouldn't say that. I should say here. Sorry. If you have Shua, Av, and Bane, right? So what can happen? We know what? We know it goes down and then it goes up. Now, Mishmush will teach us who does that have to include when I go up? It's Yoresh from the Kever, right? It has to, no, it's going to have to include this. So Mishmush alone should teach me Ach.
Yeah,
right. I don't need Ach. I could deduce Ach from one application of Mishmush, meaning the first application of Mishmush alone would teach me Ach.
And then the second one teaches me Ach.
But I don't need Achei Aviv. Of course, right.
The application of Mishmush is Achei
Mishmush means, does Ach even exist if you have Mishmush? No. Of course, remember in the background, right? What about the Torah? The Torah also has Ach, right? And if I just have Mishmush, that's enough for me to deduce Ach as well. Okay, so Miyashvim. Okay, so Tosfos's first step is to say it like this, okay? Tosfos's first step is to say, well, why does the Mishnah have to mention Achim min ha'av, okay? It says Achim min ha'av, right? And we're going to say Achim min ha'av gets a plus, a check. Now, we know that's, why is it there? It's not there for an intrinsic reason. It's just there to contrast against the last case in the, Mishnah, which is Achim min ha'aim are not manchil and ochlin. But that's a weak answer. No, it's a mem. Just can't see it. Okay. So why is Achim min ha'av in the Mishnah? Right? Because to contrast it against Achim min ha'aim. But Tosos knows that's a terrible answer. So now he's going to flush it out. He says, how so?
To contrast or so that you...
So he says, right. So this we have to have. We have to have Achim in Aim. You need that. Why? But one second. But the Mishnah also tells us what? Right? Isha, Aina, Nochelis. Right? Esbenah. So what does he mean when he says, even though the Mishnah already tells us, Isha, Aina, Nochelis, Esbenah, what's he saying at this point? Once I know this, do I need this?
You don't need to contrast that.
Well, I don't need Achim and Aim.
If the woman can never give anything, then why would you ever have that?
Oh, how so?
That assumption?
Yeah, no, okay. He's saying, once I know in the Mishnah, Isha Ein Ochelas as Benah, what you would think is that I don't need Achim and Aim.
Right.
Okay, why? Well, Luchora came on. Slowly. Since the woman doesn't what? She doesn't inherit from her son, okay? Gam banea acherim, her other sons, lo Yeshua sachem in aim. They also won't be able to be yoresh from her, okay? Again, if she's unable to inherit, to ena isha nochelas as bina, in other words, if she's cut off from directly her son, who else is going to be cut off? All other sons from her, right? So if this, meaning,
relative
this is,
guy.
Once this is the primary, right? What do I need this for? Once I know she's cut off from her direct son, there's never going to be a mishmash possibility that will include her other sons. Come on, guys. Think about it. Look at the case by Av. Okay, by the Av, how does mishmash work? We say we have Av and Bane, okay? Because I know this works, right? And then I know this works, then I can apply mishmash, okay? Now, Isha Nibana, replace Shua with, have a woman here somewhere, okay? What we're saying is she's not Nochel her son. So once we cut this off, once we cut this avenue off, Mishmush is never going to work for her. Meaning Achim and Aim would never be a possibility. So all I need is this case. I don't need this case. Okay? I'll just need this case in the Mishnah. That's what you now. This is all Havamina. Now. You would think if I had this case, I don't need this case. Just finish. Hold on. Just finish this line here.
Right.
But nonetheless, you would think. Okay. On in that Havamina now comes another Havamina. What would you think? Avat lai. No, we call ach Havamina diorish. Dichsiv. It's an unbelievable thing what he's saying. It's incredible. I hear guys yelling in the base measures when they read this. What Tosis is saying is as follows. Remember I told you this. Keep this in mind. This. Tosis is saying that, fine, you're going to tell me that Achiminaim, right, don't inherit because they're Achiminaim, right? Now, what's Achiminaim mean? It means they are, they're sons of that mother, okay? Sons of that mother. So you're going to tell me, Who's our volunteer today? Sherman, okay? Yudi, okay? It turns out Yudi has two identities, okay? Yudi's one identity is you're a son of a mother, okay? Son of mommy, right? Remember her? Okay? And then there's another identity, which is you're an ab. So Tosa says, what would you think? You would think that just because this is cut off because of this doesn't mean Yudi isn't a brother. It's true you're a son of a mommy, and therefore, because of that, you're not going to inherit. But you're also a brother. You're like both. What's he talking about? What does that mean? Again, he says, you would think, right? So even though it's not achim mina aim, he's still an ach. What is he talking about? Don't lose track of the order here. Tosa, I have a beautiful review sheet on this. But Tosa started off by saying that, I don't need Ache Aviv in the Mishnah. Why? Because I could deduce it during Mishmash. Now Tosa says, maybe the same thing should apply to Ach. Now we know Ach's in the Mishnah. Ach is in the Mishnah. We know that. That's a fact. Achim and Av is in the Mishnah. Okay. So he has to explain why that's the case, right? Because you shouldn't need Achim and Av in the Mishnah, because I have Mishmash. And once I have Av and Bain, I don't need Achim and Av in the Mishnah anymore. I'm done. Once I have Mishmash and Av and Bain, I'm good to go. Right? So what do I need Achim and Av for in the Mishnah? So now he's trying to take us down this really wacky road. Why? Well, you would think for it is there to contrast Achim and Aim. Okay? What do we need that for? Oh, well, what's Achim and Aim even there for? Oh, because if I have Isha in Rachel says Benah, that should be sufficient. So Tosos is now saying that. I'll tell you why. Because what you would think is like this. Achim and Aim, right? What you would think. This is a Havamina. You would think that if Yuri's Achim and Aim, okay, so he would inherit because he's Achim and Aim, because he's son of Mami. But that doesn't mean he's also not an Ach. And the Torah does say, "Unasatev is nachla sol echav." So because he's an ach, that's why he should be able to inherit. Let's just finish this paragraph. He says,
"What
do
we know? Well, he's an
ach,
right?"
He says, "V'havamina, right? Deloshna." And therefore, there's no difference if he's an achim in av and achim in a main. He's an ach. That's what he is. Okay.
So
even though his Yerusha wouldn't come because he's son of Mami, but because he's Ach alone should be sufficient. One second, the Tosa says, Lohaki, one thing. So now that we know, since the Mishnah has to write Achim in Aim, right, to exclude Achim in Aim, okay, what do we learn from that? Then we learn from that Achim in Av as well, okay? So what I want to understand is now what's important to focus on in Tosfos here? It's this point here. What is going on here? What's bothering Tosfos? What does this mean? That's the key. Okay? What's his Havamina here? And then what's this? I'd say like this. You see, what Tosfos is bothered by, Tosfos has a goal in mind here, okay, which is he wants to understand what is the halachic definition of an ach. Okay? Because he's stuck. He's stuck within two extremes. Okay? Like I told you before, keep in mind the background, the variables. The Torah has ach, which would imply it's what? What does the Torah imply by saying ach? It's a what? It's a chal hashem, okay? There's something called an ach. It's a real thing, okay? On the other hand, though, right, what do we see? Through mishmush, there is such a thing as an ach. Rather, what would we say by mishmush? Meaning there is no halachic ach that exists if you have mishmush, right? A ben av means it has characteristics of both. It's both a ben and an av. But there's no idea of an ach. Right, so if I have mishmash alone, if I have mishmash with av and bain, would there ever be such a thing as an ach? No. So on the one end of the spectrum, conceptually, there's never such a thing as an ach relative, because what's an ach? He's a ben and av. There's no halacha chalosheim of ach. But on the other hand, the Torah says ach, And if the Torah says Zach, what would you think has to happen? As follows. You would say like this. Klucker v'ayin, okay? But before I implement mishmush, what do I have to do? No, I did that. It's klucker v'ayin. What do I have to do before I talk about mishmush? This is the key. What do I have to do before I talk about mishmush? Ach. And then I can start mishmushing away. Because the Torah says ach. And there's an independent chaloshim there. So the ach wouldn't fit in. You understand? In other words, you got two ways you can go. Either you're going to say, what?
You're saying before mishmush.
No, that's the point. What he's saying over here by quoting the pasuk, he's trying to tell you that if I didn't use a mishmush, see, this is a negation of mishmush. This is mishmush not working. But even though it doesn't work, ach should still be something because the Torah said, v'satem es nachaso le'achav, which means that there's an independent chaloshim of ach. And it can only be an independent chaloshim of ach if you say as follows. There's chakra of ayin, which means I saturate vertical. There's something called ach, okay, which is a pure horizontal, right? But it's its own, like, phenomenon. And then we can start talking about mishmush. But you can never get to mishmush without dealing with ach first. That's if we treat ach as an independent chaloshim. But if we say ach is a derivative, meaning there's no such thing as ach. Rather, what is it? It's simply he's a ben av. Then what do you call it? Then why does the Torah have to mention ach for? And then his question that comes up in Tosos is the legitimate question. What he's trying to do, what Tosos wants to do is, he wants to ultimately, he's trying to fuse together mishmush and some type of independent idea of ach. That's the challenge facing Tosos. What he's shown us right now is, in my opinion, what he's shown us is that each extreme is not going to work. You can't tell me that it's pure mishmush, right? Because there's no such thing as an ach. There's no ach anymore. And you can't tell me that the ach is an independent chaloshim in its entirety, right? That just doesn't make any sense either. So what? I'm going to do chakr of ayin. Then, hey, ach, how's it going? And then this. That's his havmina here. When he says, you would think that if there's not son of mommy, then ach kicks in. Why? Because you would say that, forget mishmush. There's something independent of ach here. It exists, in other words, in this whole up-down system, right? There's this guy here called an ach. And he kind of like, the Torah forces him in, right? He's not naturally part of it, because he's his own independent chaloshim. That's the tension Tosos is struggling with. So before we go on, the next paragraph is going to be Tosos' attempt to fuse together the idea of mishmush, but still retain some idea of independent chaloshim of an ach. So you just can't give up. So you say, maybe you'll say what? Well, say, maybe you'll say what? B'chi tema, you'll say what?
Nevertheless, you would not need to mention it.
Mention which one? That he doesn't yoresh achav min ha'im are out. Maybe not to mention that also. Maybe you can get rid of this. Okay?
Right.
Why? Okay, 1 second. So we know what? We know the resha says achav min av.
Right.
Now, once it's achav min av, maybe you'll say we don't need achav min ha'im anymore. Right? Okay. Again. This is the complete opposite. No. That he said before, maybe you need this because of this. Now he's saying, well, once I have this, I don't need this. Now, why would you say, once I have this, I don't need this? Now, because you're telling me, well, 1 second. Well, why would you ever think that you wouldn't know Achim min Aim from Achim min Av? Achim min Av sounds like it's exclusive, right? It sounds like it's excluding something. I mean, only from the father, not from the mother. The Tosas brings up this really weird case. What's the case? Only those achim min av, right? And not them, okay? So that should be sufficient. Meaning achim min av means only these achim and not these. So what do I need achim min aim for? Right? The term achim min av naturally excludes achim min aim. So what does he say? He says,
we still need it. Dehava mina, deha denakad hatana achim min av.
Okay, so what would you think? You would think the term achim and av isn't actually coming to exclude something, rather it's coming to include. It's a category.
Right.
It's an inclusive category.
That's hard.
Okay, so you need to understand, this is a little tricky. What's he talking about here? All right, so let's erase this for a second, okay? Let's say we have... So they are the parents of Yudi and Mo. Okay, that's one scenario. Okay, and therefore you'd say they're definitely brothers. So far, so good? Okay. Now, let's see some other scenarios. Another scenario could be that Rabbi Sherman had Yudi, right? David had Mo, right? But it turns out they have the same mother. Okay? That's another scenario, right? Meaning Rabbi Sherman had relations with
Mrs. Sherman to produce Yuri, right. And David had a relationship with Mrs. Sherman to produce Mo. It's a multiverse. Yeah, okay. Or what else could you say? You could also say that there is, let's say, Mrs. Sherman, and there is Daniela Gano. Is that okay? Daniela, okay? And here is Rabbi Sherman. Okay? Meaning, these are two dads, right?
Or you say share mom.
Two dads, one mom, right? And this is two moms, one dad. So explain to me the difference. And not only that, explain to me, Toso says, he says, the afal pi she'en kol kach v'dayin she'em achen. So when it comes to achen mina'av, okay, what achen mina'av, let's say normal case, we don't know for sure if they're brothers. Why? Keep reading in Toso. He says, divadai. Right, so when it comes to achen mina'im, here, okay, in this case, right, which one mom, we know for sure that both of you came from the same mother. That's a vadai, no question about it. Yuri Mo came from the same mother. But
Imam.
But it's possible in this situation, right? So it's possible that what happened, that maybe that one of them is from one mom. Right, and the other one's from same mother. One's from one dad, one's from the other dad. Right, it could be they're half brothers. Oh. You always know when they're from the same mother.
Could it be that they're from the same father?
Well, for some reason he's saying this is difficult to define, but somebody's saying it's vadai. It's easier to say by achin min aim that they're definitely brothers, whereas achin min av sheminis abra imam ishacher. Maybe these brothers, right, come from. No, Ishacher, different fathers. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, maybe all along, Mo was convinced that that he was the father, right? But it turns out David was the father.
Just behind
the scenes, okay?
Mom's been busy.
Okay, yeah. So he says, well, why in a mechal klal? And maybe it's possible that therefore Yudi and Mo really aren't brothers, right?
He's implying that you require the same mother in order to be.
Right, but Asi Tana Lomar, and therefore the Tana teaches us, right, Afilu Hachi Yorshim Oso, that even though we have a fakey brother situation here, it's not real. It's not Vadai, right? It's not. We don't know for sure if they're brothers. Nonetheless, Mivnei Disamchinen Al Chazaka Shehim Echav Meoso Av. Nonetheless, even though it's possible that David entered the picture and was the reason why Mo was born, it's possible. We don't say that. We assume there's a chazaka, and therefore we treat them still as Yorshim Min Av. So a second. So now, why is Achin Min Av inclusive? Because not only does it include real Achin Min Av, it even would include fake Achin Min Av. Even the fake case of included.
The definition of
Av, he says, V'lachein Nakar Atana Achin Min Av. That's why he writes Achin Min Av. Right, aval ve'emes gam achem min aim yorshim. Right, ulahachi itzterich lomar dina yorish is achem min aim. So you need achem min aim also. Right, why? Now you need both. Why? So achem min av is not including the. You think the achem min av is including the fake case? Turns out it's not including the fake case. So therefore, achem min av is what? Right, but since it could have been inclusive, right? That's why you need achem min aim to eradicate that havamina. All right. So what's going on here?